Right. Welcome to this Matrix Telehealth Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Patterson, and today I'm here with one of the co-founders of Echo Devices, Jason Bellett. So welcome, Jason. Glad you could join us. Look forward to hearing from you. And so in the essence of time, why don't we just jump right in? Maybe introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your company.
Absolutely. Well, hi, Mike. Thanks for having me on, and we're excited to be here. I'm, again, Jason, the co-founder and head of the commercial side of Echo, and we are a cardiac monitoring company based in San Francisco, California. And we have a line of cardiac monitoring devices, starting from our Echo Core digital stethoscope to our Echo Duo combined one-lead ECG and stethoscope device, as well as software that actually takes data from those devices and makes it usable for our clinicians to essentially do whatever you can imagine doing with recorded one-lead ECGs and heart sounds and lung sounds, save them, annotate them, share them for real-time or store and forward telemedicine. And then what's really exciting, and I'll tell you a little more about this today, is that we're building algorithms actually that will integrate into this software to actually help clinicians make decisions around heart sounds, lung sounds, one-lead ECGs as part of their exams and as part of at-home monitoring.
Fantastic. So how long has your company been in existence?
Yeah, so we started the company in 2013 out of UC Berkeley, and then went through the Stanford University Accelerator out here in California. It's been a really exciting 4 years. The team is now about 30 people. We've raised a couple venture rounds of funding, and really honored to have physicians across 1,000 hospitals and health systems using our devices and our software every day as part of their as part of their clinical exams.
And so you're in over 1,000 hospitals now. Wow. I noticed you've gotten some pretty good press. I remember reading that you were maybe when you first developed your products, that Time had said you were one of the best inventions of the year. And I know you've been featured in the New York Times, but I have to ask, why the stethoscope business? How did you guys, why did you choose stethoscopes?
It's a great question, and we get that pretty often. You know, the stethoscope is a fascinating tool. It's a 200-year-old piece of technology that really hasn't been innovated on in 2 centuries in a real meaningful way. I mean, it's still fundamentally the same device that was invented in the 1800s. And we looked at that and said, but at the same time, it's being worn around the neck of 30 million clinicians around the world in a modern healthcare environment as the frontline screening tool for cardiac and pulmonary disease. You know, we have, of course, 12-lead ECG and ultrasound, but at the end of the day, it's the stethoscope that's the first literal touch point with the patient to screen for their valvular and pulmonary health. And we saw that in kind of that discrepancy between where the technology is and how it's still being used in this modern healthcare environment, and said we can help bridge that gap. And so we wanted to take the stethoscope, pay tribute to its form factor and what it looks like and how it behaves, but also bring it into the digital era by making it Bluetooth enabled, by building really user-friendly, intelligent software around it. And of course, for telemedicine, being able to allow a remote clinician to hear the patient is obviously critical, and that's been a major vertical for us. But we're also equally interested in the applications of smart stethoscope technology and also the use of one-lead ECG for primary care, for point-of-care screening, and then as we begin to empower patients at home with this technology, we're really interested in how do we take stethoscope technology and help physicians get a much clearer understanding of patients' cardiac health when they're at home. So, you know, call us stethoscope geeks, but we really think that this tool has a tremendous amount of power that has yet to be unlocked.
Wow, that's a great answer. Actually, you know, because when I thought about it, stethoscopes, there are lots of stethoscope companies, but can you describe or tell us about some of the use cases or scenarios that you've used, that you've had some success with, or you've gotten some data, or just anything at all that that might help our audience?
Absolutely. You know, we'll kind of start with the telehealth use case. Obviously, that's really pertinent for this audience. But then I want to kind of take a broader look as well. You know, for telemedicine, what we found is we've spoken to telemedicine, you know, directors and departments, whether they be well-established or just starting across the country, is that, you know, one of the most critical points for the success of those programs is having clinician buy-in. You know, physicians feeling comfortable beginning to incorporate telemedicine into their practice. And despite having, you know, some amazing video conferencing tools out there and chat and other Bluetooth peripherals, the stethoscope has really been a pain point for a lot of telemedicine departments, primarily because the audio quality and the auscultation experience for the physician just hasn't been able to match the same experience of an in-person visit. And for us, in order to help drive adoption of telemedicine, we knew that we have to create that experience for the physician as if they were face to face with the patient. And so for us, when we kind of go into a health system, our big differentiator is the fact that we can provide cardiology and pulmonology grade auscultation sounds, high fidelity sound, to a physician located, you know, 500 or 1,000 miles or 5,000 miles away from a patient. And so the main use case for us for a telemedicine system is the need to provide very high quality audio to their clinicians as a means to drive trust and buy-in into their telemedicine program. And that's where we've really been able to come in and provide value. Of course, we also have some features that help enable that. So, you know, telemedicine programs really love the ability to stream our stethoscope audio out of band. It's a little counterintuitive because there's a movement to kind of have everything in band, you know, in a video conference and have everything all centered in one system. However, stethoscope audio is so critical, right, to one, be unaltered and unfiltered, but two, to the exam itself. And just with the way video compression and filtering of audio takes place today, even as you and I experienced a little bit with this call, when my audio is getting filtered by the video conferencing system, you don't want that to happen to heart sounds and lung sounds. And so we've built a separate out-of-band streaming service, both real-time and store and forward, that helps, again, kind of add to that clinician trust and the fidelity of the sound quality. Another major use case for us within the telehealth environment is compatibility with mobile telemedicine ecosystems, so iPads, Android tablets. You know, the kind of legacy telemedicine system is an extremely expensive Windows cart or Linux-based system, but as the iPad and Android, Samsung tablets have really become more affordable and more powerful, the need to have peripherals that can connect via Bluetooth to those tablets is just growing dramatically. And so our ability, I believe we're the only digital stethoscope that can actually pair wirelessly to iOS devices, which positions us really nicely to work within this kind of next generation mobile telemedicine ecosystems and allows our customers to be more flexible with what they ultimately choose to deploy out in the field. So that's kind of the use case summary within the telemedicine. You know, it's the mobile telemedicine infrastructure, it's getting really high quality audio, high fidelity audio, and then of course having dependable streaming that doesn't interfere with the quality of the audio as it transmits from point A to point B. Because at the end of the day, you can have a very high quality stethoscope experience at the patient site, but it's critical to get that stream, that audio, that experience to the listener site, actually get the buy-in.
Hey, that was a great answer. I totally understood everything you were saying. And I loved when you said stethoscope geeks, because I'm a technology geek. And saying that, you know, I've used your product and I understand how it works and it's in use, but some of our listeners may not be technical at all. And it's hard to do over audio, but could you briefly try to paint the picture of how, you know, let's say I'm a physician, how would I be using this? With all the technology and all the acronyms, it sounds like it's overwhelming. How hard would it be to use your stethoscope while we're doing a video conference, a patient encounter?
I'm so glad you asked that, because you're right. It can be a little overwhelming when you think of it, you know, as we start talking about streaming and compatibility, but it's actually very simple and it's kind of beautiful in its simplicity. So we have our device, and the device is a digital stethoscope, and it looks, we have actually two versions of it. One's a digital stethoscope and one is called the Duo, which is a combined one lead ECG and digital stethoscope, but it also just fits in the palm of your hand. And the devices work for both the listeners. So they are listening to the heart sounds. I'm sorry, the clinician on the patient side, they're listening to the heart sounds and lung sounds as they would with a normal stethoscope. But the devices also stream the data via Bluetooth to software on the patient side. So you can imagine a nurse with a patient at a telemedicine location using our stethoscope to actually listen to the patient's heart and lung sounds, streaming it via Bluetooth to the Echo application running on an iPad at the patient site. And then from there, the data just gets streamed to our secure cloud, where it can be pulled down at the listener site via a web browser. So the listener, let's say a cardiologist at a regional hospital, would be able to have both the real-time video conference feed coming across their computer through the, you know, for instance, if it was Zoom or VidYO or VC, they could just see the patient, and they'd be able to hear the heart and lung sounds through our live stream, which would be coming in on their internet browser, so Chrome, Firefox, or Safari. Kind of to take a step back, on the patient side, they don't need to have an iPad. They could have any device that operates Android, iOS, or Windows. So they could use a Windows cart at the patient site, you know, a Samsung tablet. But at the end of the day, at the streamer site, there's the stethoscope and some device to capture the audio, sends it to the internet, and gets pulled down by the listener on a web browser.
Excellent. Thank you. If someone purchased one of your devices today, what's the learning curve, and how long would it take to, you know, I open the box, how long does it take me to get set up and use it?
Yeah, it's designed to be really plug and play. So one just opens it out of the box and, you know, looks and feels like a traditional stethoscope. And so you turn it on, and the beauty of our apps is that they're available for download on the Google Play, Apple App Store, as well as on Windows. And one just needs to turn the stethoscope on, open up the software application, pair the stethoscope, and our team, specifically for telemedicine directors and telemedicine administrators, we'll walk you through in about a 30-minute onboarding session kind of the best practices around the live streaming portion. The software is really easy to use. What we like to do is do a little session around how our customers have had the best results in terms of integrating the stethoscope into their telemedicine ecosystem. And very often these are administrators who have kind of struggled with providing their clinicians with really high quality stethoscope audio. And so they're very eager to kind of hop on a call and learn some of the best practices around why people find so much success with the Echo product.
And you were mentioning support. So support is available 8 to 5 during the business week, or 24/7, or?
Yeah, it's a great question. So it's monitored 24/7. We have you know, we have an email as well as a chat support feature for emergencies. And then we have staff available via phone Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific time.
Great. Thank you. And I have to ask you this. Pricing, the pricing for your device, is it competitive with your competitors, or is it a one-time deal and then there's an ongoing, subscription service, or how does your pricing work?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's pretty simple. So we have our price for the hardware, our EchoCore digital stethoscope, which is just a digital stethoscope, costs $299. And then we charge a license for the streaming of the audio. And that starts at $480 a year per license. And then of course we're able to provide institutional pricing for large hospitals and health systems that are going to need a large amount of licenses. In terms of how that stacks up against the competitors, we're in a pretty small space of manufacturers that have both the hardware and the software to enable the very high quality telemedicine streaming. The most popular other product out there would be a product called Telesteth, which is part of the Littmann brand. And we come in at about half the cost of that streaming service, but also maintaining the same kind of end-to-end management of the software. You know, it's important to be able to have a manufacturer that makes both the hardware and can provide support on the software. There's then a category of digital stethoscopes that really just plug in to video conferencing systems and go with the in-band approach. In terms of software, they're much cheaper because there isn't a software fee. However, that also comes with the lack of audio quality and fidelity, and has really been one of the trigger points for lack of clinician trust in telemedicine, is because they're not getting the same audio quality that they would get if they were in person with the patient.
Excellent. So, where's your company headed? What's your vision? What do you see out there in the next couple of years?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Telemedicine is an exploding industry, and there will always be a need for, so long as the stethoscope is still part of an exam, whether it be for cardiology, pulmonology, pediatrics, et cetera, there's always going to be a need for stethoscope technology to be part of the growth of telemedicine. And so we're positioning ourselves to be part of that next generation of telemedicine technology, which includes that mobile portion, right? But we also see telemedicine expanding to the patient's home. And I think that is an extremely exciting opportunity for us to not only be able to get the data from point A to point B in terms of real-time streaming, but also be able to help clinicians analyze, for instance, let's say heart failure outpatient care coordinators, to actually allow them to analyze the heart sounds and the one-lead ECGs and the lung sounds coming from their patients with some decision support so that they can manage 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 heart failure patients that may be part of, or COPD patients that may be part of their system in a more effective manner. And so as a company, we are not only focusing on the software that gets the data from our devices and then streamed from point A to point B, but we're focusing on the algorithms and the machine learning and the decision support tools that will actually help clinicians analyze the data. And that becomes really important when kind of the front lines of these patients' management care team becomes outpatient care coordinators and nurses and nurse practitioners, rather than kind of the traditional model of patients coming in and having their physician actually listen to their heart. If I were to kind of simplify my answer, it would be, we're going to continue to focus on the devices. We're going to continue to focus on our intermediary software, but it's the decision support and the cardiac monitoring technology that we're really investing heavily in.
Great. Thank you. And as we're winding down, let's, time for maybe not a question, but if there's anything you'd like to say about Echo or, you know, or something that we've missed that, you know, maybe the why Echo, which you've covered very well. Thank you. But if there's one more thing you'd like to say in closing, jump in.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, I think it's one of those things that just, you kind of have to see it for yourself. And, you know, I would encourage folks that may be tuning in to this later to reach out to us via our website. It's echodevices.com. Or you could also just Google Echo Telemedicine, EKO. And our team is happy to hop on a video call and show you this in action. You know, it's a telemedicine environment, and it's a telemedicine product, so it should be able to be demoed very effectively over video conference. And so I would definitely encourage folks to see it in action from the comfort of their own desks. And then really go out and talk to your telemedicine clinicians and telemedicine administrators and colleagues and find out whether, you know, whether clinician trust would be improved in your program and whether it will help grow the program if you were able to deliver higher quality, higher fidelity teleauscultation experiences. If so, we're definitely here to help.
Fantastic. We will put your contact info up, Echo Devices contact info up, so if someone has questions or needs to reach out, they can do
great.
That. Jason, thank you so much. This has been wonderful. And I look forward to chatting again soon.
Thanks, Mike. We appreciate the opportunity. Great.